So I'm in the American cemetery at Colleville-sur-Mer, and it's quite I don't think I can find the word for it. We've walked for 15 minutes past white gravestones, crosses, Jewish stars, Richard Koiner, June the 10th, 1944, Robert Sproul, August the 1st, 1944, James Mooney, New Jersey, September the 25th, 1944, Melvin Larson, September the 25th, 1944, and it goes on and on. And this is just the American side. There's a Commonwealth side over at Bayer, which includes German soldiers, and it's endless. And we know the statistics, but until you're walking through this place, the enormity of the sacrifice doesn't really hit home. Rachel said something interesting. When we were standing down on Omaha Beach, there is a palpable force to that place. The sheer volume of human death and human courage and human endeavour concentrated in that single place gives off an energy of weirdly an insane amount of calm and zen-like power that it's knocked me on my ass, to be honest with you. So 2 days we've been in Bayer, and it's been like a lifetime. I'll never forget this, never. Although the human race seems all too ready to forget the cost of war.